Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time on today's show, dishing all the craziness that is entertainment news. But first, let's throw it out to the East Coast, check in with our family in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, family?
Hello, darlings.
Good to see you. Now, if you've been following the show for a while, you know Portia's out on mommy duty. So filling in for Portia is Eva Marcille.
Eva.
Now, later in the show, Cardi B and Justin Bieber address their haters for entirely different reasons. And how did Queen B honor Queen Diana Ross on her birthday? We'll have that for you later as well. But Brett, first, what do you got?
Oh, okay, Frank. Y'all know it's been a tough week for our girl Wendy Williams, and it looks like right about now she's a hot topic, okay? So just 1 week after her shocking television announcement of living in a sobriety house and struggling with addiction, Wendy allegedly fell off the road to recovery, y'all.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been reported that the talk show host was found drunk after checking out of the sober living facility Monday, and she was rushed to ER for recovery.
Oh, that's drunk. Oh, you gotta go to the hospital?
That's drunk.
No, it wasn't that drunk. Right. She showed up for work.
Oh.
Yeah, because
she got drained.
Yeah, she got her little vitamins.
You said drained?
She got drained.
She got drunk.
Detox time.
Drip.
That girl get her check, honey.
But here's the thing. You know she watches Dish Nation. You know she's watching us talk about her being in the sobriety house, and she's been honest about it on her show. So why so soon to admitting all that stuff do you fall off the wagon? It seems like that would almost empower you
to stay on, though.
Okay, let me give you the facts. Well, the streets are talking, and rumor has it that her husband's alleged longtime mistress, Sharina Hudson, who's been shown on Daily Mail TV, gave birth Sunday evening.
What?
And that prompted Wendy into a downward spiral.
That would make you want to have a cocktail.
Wendy has made it very clear, like, she will run any business of anyone else's all day long.
That's
true. But she does not want her business dealt with.
And she shouldn't have her business dealt with. She should. Y'all know that Wendy's a gossip reporter, honey. That's what she does.
Right, so if you can dish it, you better be able to take it.
But here's the thing. It's like, I know on her show, like, she'll turn to the audience and they'll ask her advice questions and she'll, give them advice. So don't you lose credibility if you can't even give yourself advice when you're giving everybody else advice?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it depends on the advice she's giving.
Maybe like finding Tony Robbins all somewhere.
It's like when in the Catholic religion, they force you to go to a priest for couples counseling before you get married. I'm like, now how in the hell is a priest going to tell me how I'm supposed to be living with somebody day in and day out? Like,
You haven't even done it.
Exactly. You haven't even had sex.
You've had sex with more women than he has.
Well, all right, y'all, we're talking about confessions of a Hollywood rapper. Cardi B has proved that she is much more of a savage than we thought. Now, she put out this emotional Instagram live video not too long ago. And this video is from 3 years ago, actually. And she admitted to drugging and robbing men as a stripper. Take a look.
I paid over $50,000 in studio time.
To you. You took it.
Out of their pocket.
That's a horrible thing to do. That's awful. I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
Exactly. But she needs to be in the pen.
No.
Because she robbed damn men. She's going to kill somebody. We're going to find that out later, honey. So no, ma'am.
How's this any different than Bill Cosby drugging women and having sex with them? She drugged them and robbed them.
I mean,
they're both crimes. You can't drug people and do things against their will.
She was not selling pudding pops either.
and these guys will never speak out. Like, it was me.
No, yeah. Nobody's coming forward. Hashtag me too. What's so, Cardi B?
After Cardi B's video made headlines this week, Cardi B released a long statement. And when I tell you long, like, if you read the whole thing dolo, you'll get a degree in Cardi B. Here's a little short version. She says, so I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things that I did in my past, right or wrong, that I felt like I needed to do to make a living. The men I spoke about in my live were men that I dated, that I was involved with, that were conscious, willing, and aware. Okay. I have a past, and that I can't change. We all do.
How is she saying they were conscious and aware? So the guy knew, drug me and take my wallet. Okay.
Conscious to a point.
Yeah, what makes this a little different in the songs? Like, you kind of can become your own superhero in your songs, but when you're just talking on Instagram, kind of like, and you are really expressing yourself and people are used to hearing that, they feel like you absolutely telling the truth.
But if this wasn't Cardi B, nobody would care. Strippers do this all the time.
Right. Everybody, it is time for another celebrity clapback. Oh, this is a pretty good one. All right, so Justin Bieber versus an online troll, and he wants everyone to leave him and Hailey alone. The pop star slammed an Instagram troll for accusing him of marrying Hailey Baldwin and now Hailey Bieber, only to get back at Selena Gomez, that he doesn't really love her. It's ridiculous. The troll has a social media account that's being basically dedicated to trolling Justin. So Justin had posted a photo of his wife, Hailey, on the bed. Take a look at the picture. I think
let me see this.
You'll all enjoy that. And the troll wrote, you're not in love with Hailey. You only married her to get back at Selena Gomez. Plus, Hailey sleeps with men like Shawn Mendes for fame, and she's a racist.
Oh, God.
Oh. Obviously, that didn't sit well with Justin Bieber, and he clapped back with a long response. We can't read it all, but here's a couple of lines, a couple of highlights. Quote, you're immature. The fact that you have an account dedicated to dissing my wife and I is absolutely absurd. Why would I dedicate my whole life to someone in marriage to get back at an ex? Then he went on to say, I absolutely loved and love Selena. She will always hold a place in my heart, but I am head over heels in love with my wife, and she is absolutely the best thing that has ever happened to me, period. Okay, I'll weigh in first. Don't engage trolls.
Thank you. You should know better.
This troll got he answered me.
I don't like this new Justin Bieber. Like, old school Justin Bieber would have cursed him out real good.
Yeah. He don't need to do that either, Headcrack. He just need to delete it and block.
I know he's religious, but I want Justin Bieber to crucify his trolls.
Old Justin Bieber would have egged this guy's house.
All right, so we're first Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and now Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
Mm. All right, so in Ramin Sethuday's new book, Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View, Rosie O'Donnell opened up about a very toxic relationship with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, really?
Here's what she had to say. Whoopi Goldberg was as mean as anyone has ever been on television to me. Personally, while I was sitting there, the worst experience I've ever had on live television was interacting with her.
I'm just curious, you drop that kind of a bomb, meaning Rosie O'Donnell says that,
and
but
why?
But what is it? Like, can you give an example of what mean was? I'm just curious as to, was it one incident? Was it that one day where it was like, oh, man, she was in a mood? Or was it, oh, my God, on a daily basis, she was just an ass to me?
Whoopi was the one person that didn't kiss Rosie's ass.
That could totally be a thing.
You know how people, like, tiptoe around, and because Rosie's an OG elder, kiss her butt, and Whoopi's like, girl, please. I've been doing this.
Rosie, comedian. Whoopi, comedian. So, yeah, she always looked up to her as being a female comedian.
Right.
Now, when they meet in person, I think Whoopi could probably be a pretty intimidating personality. Just Whoopi Goldberg. So you're going to try to overdo it. Maybe you're like that little yapping dog, like, look at me. And Whoopi wasn't giving you that time because she's like, settle down. And that might seem mean to you since you looked up to her and she didn't laugh at your jokes.
Yeah. Slow down there, little red Corvette.
I think Whoopi had more seniority probably and had been there longer than, like, Rosie. So Rosie probably didn't like the fact that she kind of had to bow down a little bit. You can't come in trying to run the whole show. So you have to take criticism and do what they tell you to ask because they have a structure for the show.
But Rosie and sometimes you got to be strong minded. My thing is,
well,
honey,
the stronger mind wins because Whoopi's still there and Rosie is writing.
We sound like The View right now, you guys. We totally do.
You can't understand.
Everybody's just talking a little bit.
Up next, you may want to think twice before dating this Soprano's daughter. I'll tell you more about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Frank here to tell you about Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Now, other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks, keep all of your profits. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 Most Popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving viewers of Dish Nation a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at nation.robinhood.com. Again, that is nation.robinhood.com.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish, y'all.
What up, y'all?
Okay, so do you guys remember Steve Sciarippa? He played the wise guy Bobby Baccalari on The Sopranos.
Yes.
Well, he recently sat down with People TV and talked about something he looks for with the guys that his daughters bring home. Take a look.
When they do bring them home, what's the hurdles they have to go
guys,
through?
They've been steady a few years. All good right. Guys. I like them. And no red flags yet. Okay. Don't think I'm not watching.
I can't imagine coming into your house as a guy.
Is there one question that you ask every guy to make sure he's good enough for your daughter?
No, but I see if they look me in the eye and shake my hand.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's true manhood right there. Yeah. When you meet people, you got to look them in the eye and shake their hand.
Yeah.
Firm.
That still don't mean you ain't no snake.
Okay. No, it doesn't mean that you're not a snake, but there's something about, like, the integrity of a person that has enough confidence to look another grown man in the eye.
Yeah, you're going
to
look your daughter in the eye when you're on top, too. You know.
Bow, chicka, bow,
wow. Oh, my God.
Finally, you put my love on top.
No, but, like, you know, like, when y'all was young and, like, your pops would meet whoever y'all was bringing to the door, like, I mean, like, did they ever, like, run particular tests?
As long as you brought my daddy some weed, we was good. My dad be like, boo-boo, you ain't gonna make him nothing to eat.
You better get back with him. He was a good man.
He was a good man.
Well, y'all, here's a blast from the past on the Kardashian tip. You remember Chris Humphries, right?
Yeah.
Chris Humphries was Kim Kardashian's husband for a whopping 72 days.
I do remember him. Yes, okay.
He's like a short-lived character in a TV series.
Man, right, a little stint.
So he recently wrote about his short-lived marriage and its effect on him and for the Players Tribune. Now, Chris said this. There's definitely a lot about that world that is not entirely real, but our actual relationship was 100% real. When it was clear that it wasn't working, what can I say? It sucked.
Honey, Kim knew before that wedding that wedding was going to be over very soon.
Yes.
Because I still think she had the hots for Kanye.
I feel like she might have thought that it's time for her to get married. It's time for her to do more with her life. And I think she realized it was not time.
Well, I think everybody thought she was going to marry Reggie Bush because she was with him for a very long time.
Oh, I definitely thought she was going to marry Reggie. You could tell even when we were watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians way back when, he was a solid guy. And he was so into her. Like, that was not a TV relationship, at least for him.
He was too sweet. He was too much of a pushover for her. Like, she's already a boss. Like, she needs somebody to put their foot down and be ignorant like Kanye and be like, you ain't doing this.
You ain't wearing none of these clothes. These all your new clothes.
Get that off of Instagram. Like, Chris would have been like, okay.
Yeah. She was dressing him.
Right.
Okay, well, speaking of someone with a famous ex, Denise Richards, ex-wife of Charlie Sheen, and the newest cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, recently got married on the show. And she revealed that she invited Charlie to the wedding, saying this, "Even if he did bring a prostitute as a date, I wouldn't care. No matter what's gone down with Charlie and I invite Charlie to anything having to do with the kids and I."
Oh.
So do you guys, I mean, think that's cool if you had an ex with, like, a crazy past? Just not an ex, but, like, kind of an ex. Do you think it's appropriate to invite him to something like your wedding?
Yeah. As long as you clear with your significant other and they feel like it's cool, I think, you know, it's up to the two people, whatever happens in that relationship. And plus, he still has a relationship with his children.
Exactly.
So why not?
This girl said, "I got a new piece, honey. I'm getting married again, honey. Charlie could be a bystander and sit in the audience and watch me."
Right.
And she probably clear that they both moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's still getting prostitutes. She's getting married.
When you get older, you don't want to fight as much. You know, like, things that used to make you mad in your 20s or early 30s, like, you know, don't really bother you as much when you, like, 50.
Yeah,
you don't have
the energy.
Exactly.
You even had a stroke.
Yeah. Not a stroke.
Diva Diana. Ross, honey, had a fabulous birthday party, but you won't guess what other iconic diva sang happy birthday to her. We'll spill all the tea after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay. Well, first off, I want to wish my BFF, Mariah Carey, a happy anniversary, not birthday, anniversary, because she would totally throat punch me if she heard me say birthday. Oh. So we have another diva to talk about birthdays with, and that is Diana Ross, Gary.
Oh,
that's right. She celebrated her 75th birthday party last night, and guys, this was the highlight of the night. Fellow diva herself, Beyonce, darling, sang happy birthday to her, y'all. Ooh. Take a look.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Miss Ross. Happy birthday to you.
But you know what? I'm just going to be honest. Uh-oh. I didn't like Beyonce's dress.
You didn't even see her.
It wasn't
dress.
Even that clear,
it
Gary.
It was black, and I didn't like the way her ponytail was looking. I think she gave us full hair like Miss Ross.
No, I think
it wasn't her night.
Girl, you just took it out my mouth.
Now, as big of a Diana Ross fan as you are, Gary, how come you didn't pop up?
And when I got off yesterday, I was about to jet out, but those 757s are not flying, so I couldn't make it. Hell,
you can swap out. They make it available for you to change flights.
Well, Miss Ross got my gift. So
what did you give Miss Diana Ross for her 75th birthday?
She's gonna tell us on it next season.
Next season of what?
Her life.
Anyway. It seems like the fun does not stop there. So many celebs came out to celebrate the Motown Queen's 75th birthday, and that one person that showed up and showed out was your girl, Gary, Khloe Kardashian. Now, she attended the star-studded party, attempting to channel the legendary singer's iconic look, rocking the big hair and a sparkly gold dress. But there was a lot of fans who were actually big-time mad about it, and she got a lot of backlash on Instagram and was accused of culture appropriation.
Exactly.
Fans were trying to say that she was trying to look and act like a black woman. Now, look at the photos. What do you think?
I think she did a great job as far as not being offensive. She could have wore a big black afro, and people still wouldn't have understood. They would have been like, oh, she's really trying to be
she's
black.
She's not in blackface. She's wearing a blonde wig.
Like, that's it.
Most black women can't produce blonde hair on their own.
She's probably going there to get a black man, so no.
Well, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Yep, and I have the perfect socks for you guys. The Copper Compression Knee Socks. Ooh. It's made up with antimicrobial construction. It helps reduce swelling, controls odors, and it has the perfect amount of therapy to get you out walking or hit the gym again. So if you want to energize those tired feet and legs, you definitely need these.
Ooh, now, Brett, these look comfortable. Do they come in men's sizes?
Sure they do, Gary. These knee-long socks are great for both men and women, and the magic of these socks lies in the copper and compression technology, proven to help improve circulation and reduce swelling, also helping to relieve aches and pains.
Now, these I could use. How much are they?
Okay, well, let me just let you know, Headcrack. Usually, the six-pack Extreme Fit XTF copper compression socks could cost you $90.
Whoa.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, they're only
$20. Oh, my
what? Yes, just $20. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey. Up next, want robots, honey, to deliver your breakfast every morning? It's already happening somewhere, and Heidi and Frank have the details after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, you may or may not know this, that 80% of college students skip breakfast, which is the most important meal of the day.
They right? sleep through breakfast.
Yeah, and lunch sometimes. Well, a company called Starship Robots is about to change all of that. Oh, boy. Take a look.
The way the app works is it's as if you ordered a ride-sharing service. When the robot's en route to you, if you're looking at your phone, you can watch the robot literally traveling along its way. And the robots are intelligent enough to detect where there's going to be high degrees of congestion and avoid those routes so that it can get to the end customer as fast as possible.
How long does it take the food to get to me? It seems pretty slow. Give it to a guy with a basket on a bicycle and get it to me a lot quicker.
And you got one of the things they showed is we can get coffee delivered. It was herky jerky. It was slow as hell. And then you got to worry about somebody going, oh, hey, I'm just taking it. It's like, no, that, how do you prove that I'm the one who ordered?
I think I'm going to come out with a competitive company.
What, called what?
Dronuts. Yes, I'm just going to drop donuts on people from the sky breakfast. It's way better than these stupid robots.
Look, everybody, it's the dronut. Would you just do holes or would you do full donuts?
Oh, full donuts.
If you just do holes, it looks like the damn thing's firing at you. You're like,
wow, that robot, or that drone's holding a dozen donuts and two cups of coffee.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dronut.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.